Well, hi, and welcome to Gospel Time Podcast with your host, Matthew Travis. Every Monday and Saturday, we come out with a biblical topic on our podcast. To download this episode, go to the link below. To learn any info about us or about our podcast and how we started our podcast, you may go over to our website, gtp.org. Well, God bless you, and I thank you for tuning in to today's episode, and I hope it will bless you today. Well, hi, and welcome to Gospel Time Podcast with Matthew Travis. I thank you all for tuning in, and today's episode is going to be really special today, because we got a very special guest with us today, and his name, we will hear in a second here. He will introduce himself, and you can go ahead, brother.
Pastor Rob Rasner.
He is a pastor, and he's going to tell you where he pastors.
Alpine Trinity Pentecostal Holiness Church, 6300 South Garrison Road, Connersville, Indiana.
So, Brother Rob, I got some questions for you, and I'm going to ask you, when did you get saved?
In August the 13th, 2006.
When did you get the Holy Ghost?
Sometime at the end of September, 23rd or 24th of September of the same year, just about a little over a month later.
Okay, what ministries are you currently in?
We have the church, and then we have a Christian school, Alpine Christian Academy. They're on the same property as the school. We were involved in nursing home ministries pretty heavily, but after COVID, it's kind of slowed down, and we're looking for somebody to actually pick that up and take that over. We have a brother there at the church who's in jail ministry, and as of right now, that's all we've got going on right at the moment.
Okay, where did you get saved at?
Haytown Hill Pentecostal Church of God, Metamora, Indiana.
How long have you been pastoring?
A little over a year right here at Alpine. I pastored at another place for a little while and then helped out a few places.
Okay, do you have any stories that you would like to tell that God helped you in?
Yes, when I worked in a public job, I worked for a factory about 35, 40 minutes away from the church, and we were on swing shift, and it was really getting taxing. I was having to miss a lot of church, and it was kind of getting to me physically and spiritually, and we began to pray at men's prayer meeting on Monday nights that the Lord would move in that situation, and I was talking to a fellow I work with, kind of giving me a hard time because he knew it was bothering me, missing church and different things. And the Holy Ghost hit me one night, and it just came out. I said, "Talk to me in a year." And a year later, the company had hired an organization. They even brought in scientists and different people to see how the effects of the swing shift, their insurance premiums were going up because people were getting more sick. Attendance problems, people going on FMLA, and they decided to bring a third party in to take a look at the situation, and they let the people vote, and we voted to go on set shifts, and I was on day shift until the time I left my job here a year or so ago. So the Lord really moved. The company said they wouldn't tell an exact dollar amount, but they said that they spent $1.5 to $3 million making the transaction happen. And it really showed me that, you know, no matter what the situation, no matter what the cost, God can move on our behalf.
Okay, I'd like to ask you another question. When did God call you to preach?
I felt the call. I said, you know, gave the date I got saved is August 13th, 2006. But the first time I prayed at the altar was in 1988. I was 15 years old. Brother Paul Hensley was in revival at 1109 West 10th Street, which his son pastors now. And he got up to sing, and conviction fell. I went up and prayed at the altar. Probably when I initially got saved, but I never stuck with it. And then when I was a young adult, I tried to go to church a few times. I just didn't stick with it. And God began to deal with me there before we quit going to church for a while. There were some issues. The pastor had passed away, different things, got discouraged, and didn't go to church, was backslid for several years. And the Lord had dealt with me there in the late 90s. I just kind of ran from it. And then when we started attending church again, 2006, and got saved, God began to deal with me about a year later. And I told my pastor in October of 2007, I felt like God was calling me to preach. And pastor called me, told me to pray and to study, and just we'd be praying together. Then the pastor called me in January. I believe it was around the 16th. It was a Wednesday night. The pastor called a couple nights before and said, "You're preaching Wednesday night." And I was so scared and nervous, I thought about running away, and I didn't know, and ended up preaching 45 minutes. I don't know how good it was or anointed it was, but the Lord helped me to talk for 45 minutes, and we've been trying to preach ever since. Spent a lot of time preaching in nursing homes and just wherever the doors open up, and taught Sunday school for several years at Alpine and did some other outreaches, and went by quick. We've been at it for about 14 and a half years, going on 15 years, so the Lord's helped us.
Now, Brother Rob, I'd like to tell you, you to tell about your family a little bit.
I have a wife, Jana, sister Jana, son Joe, daughter Elena, son-in-law Jared. I've got two grandsons, Nolan and Liam. Liam's going to be 3 New Year's Eve, and Nolan will be 1 year old, I believe, November the 22nd. And I got my mom and dad are still with us. My wife's mother, she's still with us, and a lot of cousins. A lot of aunts. I had a lot of aunts and uncles. I've got a lot of cousins. A lot of relatives in the Holiness, Pentecostal Holiness movement.
Okay, Brother Rob, can you tell people about a man that died on a old rugged cross for you and for me, and can you tell them if they need forgiveness that they can come to Jesus and he can wash them in his precious blood?
Yeah, I believe that every man and woman, boy and girl, that God deals with them, and they have an emptiness in their heart, and from testimonies that we've received from missionaries, where people in the deepest, darkest jungles and furthest corners of the world, most remote third countries in the world, that people that have gotten saved have testified that even before they knew about God or the Bible or Jesus, they knew that there was something out there, someone out there, and there was a longing in their heart. And when men and women that are in sin lay down to go to bed at night, especially people in deep sin, abominations, they know that when they lay down in bed at night that there's something missing. They feel guilty. They feel unclean. And I believe that's why that a lot of your organizations, LGBTQ and alternative lifestyle type organizations and movements, that's why they are pushing acceptance so much, because they can't accept themselves, because even nature itself tells us that these things are wrong. And until they become born-again believers, let Jesus Christ cleanse them and deliver them, they're going to feel guilty. When they lay down to go to bed at night, they're not going to feel accepted. And the only way they're ever going to have true peace is to let Jesus come in and fill that void. And just like 2,000 years ago, the blood that was shed on Calvary is still just as powerful today to deliver from wicked lifestyles, alcohol, drugs, depression, anything that the devil has people bound with, or that this old flesh is bound with. Jesus, the blood of Jesus is still as powerful as it was back then to deliver and to set free and to establish people, pull them up out of the miry clay, set their feet on the solid rock and establish their goings. And he did it for me. I had a lot of problems when I got saved, and God delivered me from things that I was addicted to, things that I was hooked on, habits that I had, and he's helped me and took away the craving, took away the attraction, and just really turned my life around. I'd like to see everyone get saved.
Well, today, if you just joined this podcast, we're talking with Brother Rob Rasner, and he pastors an Alpine Trinity Pentecostal Holiness Church in Alpine, Indiana. And we support his church and Brother Rob's ministry, and he supports our podcast, and I am very grateful for him and his wife and everybody that supports me and my podcast at his church. I thank them very much from the depths of my heart. Words could not express how much I am thankful. So, Brother Rob, I thank you for supporting my podcast, and I hope God blesses you all.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you, and God bless you and your family. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, Brother Rob, we're going to talk a little bit about a subject, if you don't care.
Yeah, you're fine.
Turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 37, and the Bible says, "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors to him that loved us." So, what that really means, and Brother Rob can maybe explain some of that after I talk a little bit, if you don't care. "And nay, in all things we are more than conquerors to him that loved us." So, if you're someone out there that is a sinner and you don't know Jesus, if you just come to Jesus, he can help you overcome and conquer every sin that you're going through and that you need to conquer. He can conquer every single one. Well, you may say, well, God can't help me and God can't save me because I'm too bad of a sinner. Well, God can save you because he said, "Come to me, all ye that come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So if you are heavy laden and you need rest, all you have to do is just come to Jesus, and he will give you rest. So, Brother Rob, if you don't care, if you can talk a little bit about that verse.
What verse did you say again, brother?
Romans chapter 8, verse 37.
Okay. Well, when Jesus died on the cross, and he went lay in the borrowed tomb for 3 days, and he took the keys to death, hell, and the grave, and he conquered sin, conquered death. If we let Jesus apply the blood to our heart and our lives, he can bring deliverance and defeat to anything that has us bound, anything that has us chained to the bondage of sin. And I know example and testimony, and I've seen it with my own eyes. I went to church with brothers who were drug dealers, drug addicts, who were strung out on drugs, and they went to the preacher's house and knelt down and prayed, and the Spirit of God touched them and delivered them, sobered them up. I know men that were wrapped up in different types of those types of sins, perversion, gambling, alcohol, fornicators, whoremongers, and different sins that are prevalent in the world today. And one trip to the altar and they were delivered, set free, defeated sin. One preacher that has passed away, an elder brother that attended our church last years of his life, Brother Matt Worrell, he had testified that he was a drunk, is what that's the way he put it in his own words one night. He was he liked to drink moonshine and get rough and get rowdy and hard to live with, and just not a very nice guy. But one day he was talking to another man. They were drinking moonshine. He said, "Let's go to church." So he went to his brother's church, Dexter World's church. He used to be in Connersville, Indiana, the old 25th Street Church. And Matt went to the altar, and I can't remember all the details, but it seemed like that he prayed for an hour or so, and excuse me, and he got up and went and sat back down in his pew. His brother got behind the pulpit and said, "Matt, if you leave right now, tomorrow you're going to be in the same shape you were today." So he went back up and prayed another 45 minutes, prayed through, got victory over alcohol, become a great man of God, a great dad, a great preacher. And that same spirit that delivered him all those years ago, the same spirit that delivered my friends that were hooked on drugs, hooked on alcohol, just bad lifestyles, and made them pillars in the community, made them productive citizens, made them good church members, made them good family men, family women. God can do the same for anybody today. And that's what that verse means to me. We can be more than conquerors through him that loved us. And that also goes to the saints. We go, a lot of times people think that they can't make it because of tribulation. If you go on back to verse 35, so who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, and we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, all these things we are more than conquerors. In all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Jesus gives us strength no matter what the temptation, no matter what the trial. The Bible said he wouldn't put more on us than we could bear. And there's been times in my life where we face things that if I wouldn't have been saved, I would have just gave up, not known what to do. But yet I just surrendered to God, tried to quit figuring out why, and just surrendered to his will. And he's brought us through some tough situations and brought us out victorious over a lot of things that a lot of people would have had trouble with. And, you know, we're not perfect. We don't claim to have arrived or be experts on anything. But I do know one thing. With the help of Jesus Christ, we can make it through. We can be conquerors over temptation, over the world, over sin. If you can go 5 minutes without sinning, you can go a day, you can go a week. And if we make mistakes, we have an advocate with the Father, and we can go to the throne room of grace boldly and cry, "Abba, Father," and he can deliver us. He can help us get back up. One thing that really bothers me, I've got backslidden preacher friends that they've just gave up, and everybody seems like people give up hope on them. Some people rejoice that they're down, almost, it seems like. But if they could grab a hold of this verse and, you know what, get reconciled, repent, come back, do their first works over, they could be a conqueror again. And I'd like to encourage anybody that hears this, if you're struggling, maybe backslid, maybe you're thinking about quitting, we have to just turn it over to him. The Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, he'd lift up a standard against it. And we know a standard's a flag. And a flag, I think about flags, I think about armies, I think about health. And I could see Jesus riding in my own mind, like the Calvary coming in to fight the enemy. If we could just submit ourselves, our wills, and our ways to him and let him help us, we could be conquerors over whatever comes our way.
Because, Brother Rob, in the world today, people are weak and they feel like they're worthless and hopeless. But Jesus said in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, "And for I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." So today, if you're out there feeling worthless or hopeless or weak, God can save you, and he can feel that hopelessness, and he can give you worth and make you not worthless. He can make you be somebody and Jesus. And so God has a plan for you, whether it may be a preacher, or a singer or a musician or a pastor or a teacher or a missionary. God has a plan for everybody when they grow up. And whatever that plan is, it's straight from God. So if you're out there and you need healing or help from God, God can heal you and God can help you today. And Brother Rob, would you like to sum up what I just said?
Yeah, I think that's a great example, great scripture there, well said. I hear people testify at our church and other churches from time to time. They'll be like, out of all the people in the world, God chose me, and I don't understand why. Well, it's not that he just chose them. We don't go along with that doctrine that some people were created to go to hell, some were created to go to heaven. The Bible says many are called and few are chosen. He cares about everybody. I thought of, you were saying that there, I thought of a man that he was drunk, that did some underhanded things. I don't want to go into that lengthy, but long story short, a lot of people wrote him off. A lot of people gave up on him. But in the end, God saved his soul and made a soul winner out of him, and even a type of a minister. And I heard one preacher, he said, if I was God, he said, I would have reached down, knocked him off that bar stool, and snuffed out his life. He said, but the different thing is, I'm not God. He sent his only begotten son to die on Calvary's tree for us because he saw some value in humanity. And even though we're, doubt and sin is evil, sin is wicked, and people get in a shape where mankind says they're worthless, God still sees value in that life. I recall a preacher friend of mine, a pastor friend, he said him and his wife were driving down the road. He testified one night of this, and he saw this rough-looking boy, maybe a little dirty, long hair, and his wife said, that young man needs a haircut. And my friend, he said, no, that young man needs Jesus. And that's what the world needs. And we're never going to have peace on this earth you're never going to have peace in your life until you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And, we're nothing in ourselves, but he died for everybody. He died for the drunker. He died for the thief. I just like to, it's my heart's desire. I'd like to see everybody get saved. Even the people that, I've been guilty of it myself. We think there's hope when we get down to the point, I just don't know. But you know what? God still loves that person, and he still wants to bring them into the family of God.
Well, I thank you, Brother Rob, for being on my podcast today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Well, next time on the Gospel Time Podcast, we're going to come out with part two of this interview with Brother Rob, and we will continue this conversation next time on Gospel Time Podcast. So you will be coming back next time, Brother Rob, right?
I will do my best.
Well, okay. Thank you, Brother Rob, and thank you all for tuning in to Gospel Time Podcast. You guys can listen to this episode on any streaming platform like YouTube, Spotify, or Google Podcast, and more. And you guys can go see this podcast also on our website, gtp.org. Well, God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in to Gospel Time Podcast again. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your day.